What up, what up, what up? Back for another great episode of What's the Word, man? It's your boy LQ, Mr. Real Deal Fantasy HQ. You see the face, you know the case. Fire content only. And again, we have boots on the ground for the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. And I'm joined today by Nick Farball, Steelers beat writer, man. How's it going?
It's going well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. I mean, look, man, how has it been in Pittsburgh? What is the energy right now behind this offense?
Man, there's a lot of buzz around Pittsburgh. And out here in Latrobe, where we are, it's about an hour outside of it on this small little D3 campus called St. Vincent College. It's a destination camp, and it's crazy. There's fans there in the stands every day. But Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, the other guys that are there too, have just made it feel big, man. And then the defensive kind of additions have made it feel really big too. It's been hot. It's been sticky. So it's been tense too. They've kind of had flyer ups back and forth, but the feeling around this offense right now, man, they're confident. Even if they're working through some kinks right now, it's a work in progress, but this team's really confident. That's one thing you can tell. They have an aura of confidence around them.
All right. There's an aura of confidence out there. That's good to hear. I mean, look, the fantasy managers, they're all eyes on Aaron Rodgers, man. I mean, how has this connection between him and DK Metcalf kind of gelled together so far in camp?
Work in progress on that. You know, today was a really good day for them, probably their best day. Obviously, DK, you know, he runs a ton of slants and has some big plays off them. That's been part of it. Kind of the back shoulder part of the game where Aaron and Davante Adams were so good at. Has been a little rough. DK's game's not really contested catch stuff, but they've been trying to sprinkle it in, see what he can do. And so it's been a little bit iffy right now. And the other thing is, I think the chemistry in general is just coming along. There have been a few plays where DK doesn't run the route flat enough or doesn't run it to the timing, or Aaron gets the ball out too quick. So they're still feeling each other out too there. But I'll say this, you know, I think Rodgers and Metcalf, they're roommates out here in the dorms. They're like focused on getting things together. They're focused on kind of working things out. And DK's going to have volume, volume, volume. I'll tell you that right now. You know, if you're a fantasy manager, for example, and you just want guaranteed floor, I think DK's going to get a lot of touches. So that's something I think to note is that Rodgers is looking DK's way a lot. The Steelers are designing plays for DK a lot. And so DK is going to run a lot more routes, I think, than, say, George Pickens did last year. Not as ton. Wow. He's going to run, you know, his go, his nines, his slants. But he's going to have a little more of a diverse route tree than maybe he had in Seattle. Doesn't require him to change direction a ton, but they're going to feed him the ball. I think that's very obvious.
Well, he will be fed because, man, I don't know who the second target in this offense can be. I mean, like, who's been standing out in camp that could possibly compete for that number two spot?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not going to be the wide receiver room. It's going to be the tight ends. Ooh. It's going to be Jonnu and Pat Freiermuth. That's who's going to be one, two, three. It's going to be DK, probably one of Jonnu or Pat. And then the third is going to be whoever isn't that second guy. Jonnu Smith's been getting a ton of work in camp. You know, Arthur Smith loves Jonnu Smith. Like, it's very obvious.
That's a marriage.
It is. Like, it's like a lifelong marriage now. He loves Jonnu, and he's used Jonnu like he loves Jonnu. I'll say this. Like, there was a package they had today when they came out in 0-4 personnel with four tight ends and zero running backs and just one receiver. And Jonnu lined up as a running back, and they pitched it.
Wow.
So Jonnu is going to get, like, manufactured touches. He's going to be a big part of the screen game. That's become very evident to me. And then Muth is going to be, like, an underneath target, red zone heavy target. But they're basically going to be using, at least the way they have been using him, is they've been using Jonnu as almost a wide receiver in a lot of ways, or a weapon that's kind of just designed to have a lot of manufactured touches. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those two guys. They don't feel like they have the wide receiver right now. We'll see who emerges as the wide receiver too. Probably is Calvin Austin right now, I would say. But Roman Wilson's getting probably more snaps than Calvin. But I think in terms of target share, it's going to be Calvin. But Roman Wilson will be on the field, I think, a lot. He's getting the first team reps in 12 personnel. He's playing outside as the Z receiver in 11 as well. So that's kind of how it's been broken down right now in terms of their playing time. But, I mean, listen, in terms of wide receivers, I mean, DK is the only one, you know, I think that has a lot of potential. So, I mean, Calvin's probably the guy right now if you're looking at a wide receiver too.
I mean, let's look at that running back room, man. I mean, there's a lot of love behind Jaylen Warren. I mean, they didn't want him to leave. So it's like one of those things of what's the expectations of this backfield. And I also want to throw in, how has Caleb Johnson adapted to the NFL life right now?
Yeah, you know, Jaylen Warren is obviously a guy they love, and he's going to play a lot. Maybe not, you know, 60 to 70% of the snaps, but he's going to tick up from last year. I mean, by the end of the year, Jaylen was the starter. He outsnapped Najee Harris in five of the six final games. It was clear the Steelers had kind of ceremoniously given that torch to him. And I think that's going to be how it continues. But here's the thing. Caleb Johnson is such a gifted runner. I think Caleb's going to take a lot of early down work early. Because he's not a great receiver, at least we don't know what he is as a receiver right now, and he's very, very raw as a pass protector, I just think the third down work's naturally going to go a lot to Jaylen. He's such a good pass protector. And Warren is a proven good receiver that could turn the screen game into productive, the check down game into something that it shouldn't be. He's a great tackle breaker in space. The Steelers are going to utilize that part of his skill set. But I think Caleb Johnson has looked really good as a pure runner. He fits the wide zone scheme that Arthur Smith runs super well. So I think there's a lot of potential for big plays and efficient runs from Caleb, which gives him, I think, high upside in terms of the boom or bust play factor if you're looking at Caleb. But I'm not sure the guaranteed volume is going to be there for him unless he can start to showcase his ability to be a pass protector. Really, the receiving part of the game, it is what it is. I think he's showcased probably better hands than I thought he would. He actually catches it outside of his frame. Like, there's good signs on the receiving part of his game. Not a great route runner, but it'll come along. Pass pro, man, they were in pads yesterday, and he just got bullied in pass pro. That was something that was very clear. Oh, it wasn't a great start there. He's diligently working at it. Like, him and Jaylen Warren are going after it. After practice, he's kind of working through it. But I think he's just got a long way to go. So it might be until November, December-ish, until he even gets going, or just might be a year-long project. We'll see. But I do think Caleb has been a really good dynamic runner and will naturally have some high upside on the early downs. But I think the late down stuff is going to go a lot to Jaylen. And I'll tell you this. I mean, I think Kenny Gainwell is going to play, man. Like, I think you can't roll out Kenny Gainwell. They like Kenny Gainwell a lot. Gainwell's been playing as like a receiver at times. You know, they've had Warren and Johnson kind of rotating as a back. And then sometimes they split Kenny Gainwell out wide or in the slot, and he's been in there. So they've run a lot of like 21 personnel stuff too. So Gainwell is going to eat into some of the snap share too. So when people talk about Caleb Johnson and Jaylen Warren, I think, you know, Kenny Gainwell kind of gets lost in the shuffle there, but Kenny Gainwell is going to play. They like him a lot.
Now, when we put all the pieces together, because this sounds very interesting coming from the Fantasy Streets boogeyman, Arthur Smith, man, how can fantasy managers kind of hone in and trust him on what part of the position that will possibly be the most fantasy relevant? Because when we look at the wide receiver group, there's not much of an understanding at that number two. And then what we're hearing now with boots on the ground is that the running back room may have a third head back there competing for those touches. So when we put the pieces together, what should we expect from this Steelers offense for fantasy?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously DK is a real safe bet. I think John is a good volume safe bet. If you're going for, you know, a late round tight end dart, I think Muth is still a really good type of pick if you need a tight end 2-3 type. But I'll say this, you know, if I'm a running back, I see some of, you know, I've done a few drafts and I've seen Caleb going earlier than Warren. I would not take Caleb Johnson before Jaylen Warren. I understand where people would do that. But if you are in, for example, a best ball league where it is just who's the best, Jaylen Warren has gotten a lot of volume in the passing game. Like, that's something that he has done, not just in training camp, but also in the past when he's been healthy. There has been enough of a healthy kind of usage of him in the passing game to where I think he's going to have, you know, if you're in a PPR league, for example, and he gets 60 receptions, which I don't think is crazy to think about, he could have that type of usage. I mean, he's going to have upside. You know, he could have 500 rushing yards, 500 receiving yards. So I think that's something to think about. I do think Caleb is going to take a lot of goal line work. So I do think when you're talking about Caleb Johnson, I think he's going to get a lot of early down work and the goal line work. So you're going to have touchdown potential there. So I'm not saying don't draft Caleb Johnson. Draft him. It's just don't draft him in the sixth round. You know what I mean? Like, that's a little early for him. And Kenny Gainwell is kind of going to be this reception vulture type that I don't even know where they're going to use him. But I'm very high on kind of this tight end room as a volume bet on, you know, tight ends are volatile outside of the elite ones. If you don't have one of the elite ones, that's a good bet for you. This running back room is probably going to evolve as the season goes along. If you're drafting Caleb Johnson right now and you are drafting him early, what you are saying is you believe he's going to become a really good pass protector, which isn't a crazy bet. He could do that. It's a struggle for rookies, though. But if he does by December and, you know, playoff time, we could see Caleb Johnson having the lion's share of the snaps. It's not crazy to think about. But how it's been working right now is it's probably been more like, I'll say the split's probably been, you know, 50 towards Jalen, 40 towards Caleb, and then 10 towards Kenny. And so that's kind of how I would break it down for you. But I do think Jalen Warren is still, you know, especially in PPR leagues, full PPR leagues, I think is still a good value if you can get him in, you know, 8 or 9, somewhere around there.
Hopefully the fantasy streets are locked in and tapped in and are listening, because listen, this is information that's going to be very useful on draft day. It comes down to usage and who's going to be on the field in certain areas of the field that matter. So I do want to be a little cautious on the Caleb Johnson hype train. And I think Jalen Warren might need some adjustment in them rankings, because he might be a little bit of fantasy relevance, just saying. But Nick, if I've never been to Pittsburgh, right? Say I fall into town. Okay. Where am I eating at on day one? Like, where the place to be?
Yeah, man. Pittsburgh's got some good spots. People will tell you Permane's. If you really want to go to the tourist trap of Pittsburgh, you can go there. It's not my favorite spot, but if you want to go experience the Strip District, go for it. You got to go to the Strip District for sure. There's a good bar there called Cinderlands that I like. Okay. But in terms of the best food, there's a few places I'll give you. There's a place downtown that's a jazz bar called Colin Alma. If that's your vibe, go there. It's a great spot. There's a really great place called Soju in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, which is just outside of downtown. That is a great spot. There's a really good spot downtown called The Warren. If you're into sushi, go there. That's a really great spot. So those are some of the recs I have for you, but I can throw it around. But Pittsburgh is a pretty solid food city, in my opinion. Probably underrated for what people think.
It sounds like I'm about to eat good as soon as I touch down, man. Look, Nick Faribault, man, the Steelers beat writer. Where can they hit you up, and where can they stay up to date with the latest in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter, X at FaribaultFB, and make sure to read the stuff over at Steelers, penlive.com/Steelers, because I'll have updates there that will obviously update Caleb Johnson and the rest of this offense.
This has been another great episode of What's the Word, FTN Fantasy, and please make sure you guys are using the promo code at FTNFantasy.com on your subscriptions. Fire, F-I-R-E, is the promo code. Make sure you tap in. What's the Word with Laquan Jones.